Snowflakes start as a water vapor in the clouds. When conditions are right, super cooled, and well below freezing, the vapor morphs directly into a solid snow crystal. Soon, other water vapor adds on.
Water molecules just get jostled around in the air until they find their way to the snowflake.
Ken Liebrecht is a physicist at the California Institute of Technology. He says at first, the crystal is squat and compact. It's nothing like the shapes you'd see on a Christmas card. But because of the way H2O molecules bond together, the crystals have six sides right from the start.
And this is partly why the snowflake forms branches, is that the tips of, say, a hexagon will stick out a little farther into the air, and the water vapor will get to the tip more quickly than it gets to other parts of the crystals.
And so on, and so on.
And eventually they become heavy enough that they fall down.
Different temperatures and humidity conditions give a growing snow crystal its shape. It could become a familiar lacy star, but a snowflake can just as easily grow to look like a six-sided pencil. There's lots of surface physics to still figure out.
It's not that one has any practical applications of this. You just want to see if you can understand what's happening in nature.
Liebrecht studies and photographs snowflakes outside.
I will let snowflakes fall onto a piece of cardboard, and I'll watch and sort of look around for nice-looking specimens. And then if I see one, I'll pick it up using a little paintbrush and drop it onto a glass slide.
Meanwhile, mathematician Janko Grovner creates virtual snowflakes on his computer at the University of California in Davis.
You know, nobody can hang in the cloud and with a microscope and just see how the snowflakes form. They cannot just appear at random because the snowflakes are so symmetric.
Grovner models the tiny temperature shifts that snowflakes encounter as they grow. If we could just read their patterns, he says, we'd have a small history of where a snowflake has traveled. So, is it true that no two snowflakes are alike?
I knew you were going to ask me that question.
Grovner says technically two crystals could be identical, but it's extremely unlikely. Consider again all the different atmospheric conditions in a cloud. Even two snowflakes, forming right next to each other, experience the trip differently. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.